Thank you very much for listening. We're talking about Donald Trump and his teeny weeny odd little hands. Hollywood Reporter found a handprint of his in Madame Tussauds. They scanned it in, they did an outline of it, and they printed it and put it up there for the world to download and see how their hands compared to the teeny tiny weird little hobbit-like hands of Donald Trump. Given the fact that he got so cross when someone accused him of having tiny hands. I think because he took it as a slight against his manhood in both physical and metaphorical ways. So to discuss this, we thought we'd go to the experts. There's only one way of doing this, okay? So on the phone, we've got Gary Markwick. Have I said that right? Markwick, is that right, Gary?
That's correct, Jamie. Yeah.
Jolly, and you're a palmist.
I am, actually, yes.
Right, talk me through what that entails.
Okay, well, some people these days, modern interpretation is hand analysis, but I like to call it palmistry because it goes back 5,000 years. In fact, my mother did it. My grandfather did that as well. I taught myself, though, you know, and after reading many people's hands, you get to know. It's a bit like Sherlock Holmes, really. You know, you sort of piece the things together and a bit of studying, intuition, and that tells us the characteristics just on the shape of the hands, the nails, and the shapes of the fingers, that gives characteristics. In fact, Julius Caesar wouldn't employ his men unless he looked at their hands, the back of the hands.
Okay.
You know, so it goes back a long way, this stuff.
Okay, and what do hands reveal about our personality? Is it quite accurate?
Most people say I'm very accurate after reading many people's hands. They are accurate because the lines change as little as 2 to 3 months, actually, on the hands. The shapes of the hands could even possibly change. Nothing is permanent. So as we think, as everything comes through thought, it projects into our palms. And in fact, it goes, well, you know, even in times of the Bible, I think Moses said, go out and find the people in charge, and you will know them by looking at their faces and looking at their hands, the lines on their hands. So this goes back a long way. You know, people have relied on this kind of thing.
Okay.
Obviously, we don't live our lives by it, but it can be very interesting.
Well, we haven't got Moses on the phone. We've got Gary Gary Markwick. Unfortunately, Moses was busy.
So
we sent you a. There are two things I believe you've been sent. Am I correct? You've got the outline of his hand, and the size of his.
Actually.
Oh, okay. Well, can we email Gary? Are you in front of a PC, Gary?
I've got the size and the measuring of the inches.
Yeah.
The outline of it. That basically tells you. Didn't want to know about lines or anything like that.
Well, we can send you something over because we did find a picture of his palm print, which I thought would be quite interesting if you've got time. But let's talk through the size and outline of the little fella's hands.
Right. Okay. Well, I was just going to say one thing. I'm 5 foot 5½ or 5'6". And they're the same size as my hand.
Wow. And I thought Donald Trump's 6'1" or something, isn't he?
Which would mean, obviously, they're a small hand for a size of that kind of person. Looking at his hand, you know, the outline and of the characteristics, it really does show this is more like what they call a square hand, if you like. So now, some people have very long fingers. This is more seen in Asia, the long fingers these days. Most people, quite often in the Western world, have short, sort of stubby fingers.
Little stubby Elton John fingers.
What's that?
Elton John fingers. He's got little stubby fingers.
Oh, yeah. Well, they seem to make the best pianists, the short, stubby fingers and that, yeah. So that can indicate a little bit of impatience when it's short fingers, you see.
Oh.
This person is a typical businessman's hand that he possesses. It's square, quite wide.
Yeah.
Short fingers. This guy could, you know, he probably, he's great for business, but he doesn't suffer fools gladly, I wouldn't imagine.
Mm. Does he look like someone who, do those fingers look like ones that will get itchy and push a nuclear trigger?
If he gets wound up, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It could happen. There is anger there. There is, you know, frustration within a time. But yeah, I'm looking at his little finger here, and it bends to the... It bends to the right, to the ring finger. Now, this quite often can be someone who dedicates their lives to helping other people.
No, this is Donald Trump. He doesn't dedicate his life to anyone but himself, surely.
Well, you know, he is a politician. And
are you a Trump fanatic? Has he brainwashed you? What's going on, Gary?
Not at all, actually. Not as far as I'm aware of, really. I try not to get involved with politics too much, actually.
But, we're too busy reading palms.
It's good in, yeah, well, that's true. It's good and bad in everyone, you know, and he's, okay, maybe there's the power crazy to be on top here, but there's an element there, and it shows, you know what, I'm looking at something else, it shows he's a very sensitive person, believe it or not.
He is sensitive, because he went mental when someone told him that he had small hands. He denied it. In your opinion, you've seen more hands than most. More hands have been upon you than most. In your opinion, does Donald Trump have unfeasibly small hands?
To his size of the person, yes.
Gary Markwick, palmist to the stars. Thank you very, very much for speaking to me on Virgin Radio. Wowzers.